Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
What's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
Not an ideal situation for a player and a franchise that consistently have this type of turmoil around it ever since the Ja Morant era has really become a part of our main discussions when it comes to the NBA.
Yeah, bro, since before I got there, it wasn't that bad, but since I've left there, it's been ugly. And it's one or two things in my eyes, and it actually could be both things. Front office is way out of pocket, and Ja Morant is way out of pocket. Reason being, you just fired your coach. If you fire your coach, Taylor Jenkins, and not run it by your superstar player, you're wilding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you run it by your superstar player and he's okay with it, you just welcome this coaching staff in, and this is how you start the year with this coaching staff, you're wilding. Like, bruh, even those things were not the case or were the case, regardless of the fact, as a professional, you cannot conduct yourself in that manner to the media, to the coaching staff. You're better off just not saying anything, no comment, leaving the locker room and taking the fine. And even still, in my eyes, with what being said, I think a suspension is a little far. Maybe I could be wrong, But him talking about the coaching staff or the team in that matter, detriment, you can still just fine him and not suspend him. Suspending him a game, I don't know what else was said behind closed doors. I don't know what had taken place. There must have been some type of real fighting words or a fight taking place for somebody to suspend someone or for him to act that in that manner. In the game, I don't know if you watched the game. I could tell from the jump in the second half, he looked disinterested. He did not look like a part of the game. Before he even said anything to the media, I said, something happened in that locker room to where it turned him off. He did not care about the game, did not care to play. And either coaching staff told him not to shoot anymore. I know he wasn't shooting well from three, whether it was like 19, 20% coming into the game, then he was 0 for 6 in the game. But the way he was just catching the ball, not even looking at the rim, not in attack mode, not even finishing back cuts. Like, he was just looking like he was just out there just to be out there and did not care to compete. So I was like, yeah, something's going on. And sure enough, something comes out. But to me, all things being said and all the options that could be, it could be, I think everyone is out of pocket. Like, all around, this whole situation is wildly out of pocket.
All right, so you're saying, I'll get to the organization side, but you're saying that they're out of pocket because they went ahead and got Tuomas Isola. No, I'm going to mess up his name. You're saying that
Isola?
The organization... It's Tuomas Isola. Three, two, one. So you're saying that the organization is out of pocket for signing Tuomas Isola to be their head coach because they didn't run it by Ja Morant? Do you, I'm curious, do you actually know that? Or
I don't know. But my inclination is that Ja is not happy with what the coaching staff is doing or okay with. And that's alarming to me. Like, why would you bring in this new guy that your superstar is not okay with and then firing Taylor Jenkins and having him take over if your superstar is not comfortable with or having issues with right now? Like, that's not a good sign. And if you're planning on getting rid of your superstar, okay, that's one thing. That's one thing. But he's one of your main guys. You should run this by Jaren Jackson Jr., Ja Morant, Desmond Bane at the time. Like, those are your top three foundational guys. Ask them their input. I know they're young. You may not respect the input. Either way, you should still find out how they feel about the change before you make the change happen. It shouldn't be a surprise to them. And once it happens, they should be able to embrace or welcome the new coaching staff with open arms. And if not, then you need to find somebody else to replace Taylor Jenkins outside of, you know, Tuomas. I think he's a good coach. I have no issues with him. I think he's great. I got a chance to interview him last year. But if Ja Morant is not cool with the systems that he has in play or how he talks to him or how he approaches him, I know he respected Taylor Jenkins. I don't know how much he respects, you know, the new guy. So you have a situation on your hands, which is something you could have prevented 6 months ago, you know, or however long ago it was before you fired Taylor Jenkins. So even with that being said, the organization is out of pocket. Like, Ja Morant not conducting himself in a professional manner, out of pocket. Organization suspending a guy for saying a couple words that, to me, yes, it was unprofessional, but it wasn't crazy, out of pocket. Firing Taylor Jenkins, if your superstar is not okay with the second group behind him, out of pocket. Like, this is a wild, messy situation. It can get very messy. And now all of a sudden, you're looking at your superstar player that might not be happy and possibly asking out, what are you going to do then?
So from your estimation, it just doesn't seem like Ja Morant is down with the new coaching regime and what Tuomas Isola is trying to implement with this offense or defense or just the principles in general.
That's what it looked like. Or maybe he's just not down with how he criticizes him. Again, which I loved about the organization. First of all, how they did things. They were such an order, like discipline, order, like communicate, like they communicated greatly. And the players, they really enjoyed interacting with each other. They like to play together, and they were okay and open to criticism. You know, they were allowing themselves to be coached very much like the San Antonio Spurs organization. Taylor Jenkins brought that environment, that atmosphere to that group. He was able to criticize Ja. He was able to criticize Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane, without them taking it in a negative manner and going out there and not playing their game. I don't know if Ja's taking this same type of criticism or same energy from this group the same way, or maybe they're just doing it in a manner he is not okay with. So yeah, this could get messier. And again, now Ja might have been matured over some time, but from what I've seen and from what a lot of us know, he doesn't seem like the type of guy to just, you know, be submissive to a situation and be like, all right, from what we've seen, again, he's gotten fined for celebration. Did he stop celebrating? Absolutely not. He's going to find a different way to celebrate. Is he going to stop doing what he does? No, he's going to find a way to get his way. So if he's not getting his way, he may not say, you know, ask the coaching staff. He might comment Marshawn Lynch next time. I'm just here so I don't get fined. You know, like, he's going to do something to where it's going to continually be annoying to the organization, to the fan base, and it could get messy. It could get really messy, but he's not going to back down. He's not the type of guy to act like he cares about getting suspended or getting a fine. He's going to be like, look, I want to hoop. I want to play basketball, and I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And until that happens, I'm going to, you know, be a pain in the ass. I could see him saying being a thorn in their side.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For, you know, suspending him.
Well, here's the interesting thing about the situation. From what we understand, the new head coaching regime wanted to implement a system that allowed for more free play in basketball and maybe not as much pick and roll. And that just didn't end up, it doesn't look like it's working out. And for whatever reason, John Morant is also just not shooting well. He is 15% from the three-point line. It just seems as if what they're trying to implement, Ja Morant is either not playing well in it and or not buying in. And I think what makes it even more difficult is when you bring in a guy who doesn't have credentials, who doesn't necessarily come from like a regime or a coaching staff or a coaching tree that that earns automatic respect.
Respect.
And
yeah.
For you, I'd be curious to get your opinion. How difficult can it be for a superstar or any player in general to adapt and adjust and be okay with a coaching philosophy? For example, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. I remember when you were in Toronto, and even though Nick Nurse has proven, he has proven himself to be a championship head coach, I remember there were still times you were like, yo, I don't really, it was still hard at times for you to kind of figure out what he was doing or the logic behind what he was doing. And I know you weren't necessarily the only one. And that just happens when you're a first year head coach. And you're going to get judged. And it makes it even more difficult when you have the level of strain and attention that the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant have on them.
At the time, he wasn't a championship head coach. So, yes, we definitely questioned a lot of the things that – well, not a lot of things. Some of the things that was going on. Even so, championship head coach or not, guys in this league do not give a damn. They're going to be questioned. You know, Nick Nurse is a championship head coach now, and I'm sure in Philly, some of the guys look at him like, what? Even after we had won a championship, Toronto, some of the guys had issues or questions of like, Why are we doing it this way? What's going on? Like, oh, we don't have the personnel to do that. You've seen what happened with Frank Vogel in Phoenix. Bud in Phoenix. Like, there's a bunch of guys that have won championships before, have been questioned and fired after 1 year, regardless if you won one or not. So, yes, having a championship helps. But unless you've been around for a long time, and also it helps if you're like a player's coach or a coach that had played like a Doc Rivers, it's going to be hard to earn that respect right away. If you're a guy that nobody knows who you are, like what Phoenix did, like Memphis did, it's going to be a lot harder to get that locker room unless, you know, you come in with a different type of energy on some Ted Lasso type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they might like that type of fun, happy energy where in the locker room it's like, all right, cool, coach is coming in, but also have the respect from the guys to be able to criticize and to come down on them and then be like, okay, it's time to lock in and take it serious. But again, regardless if you have a championship or not, there's always going to be questions about what you do. These guys, these players, know they've been around for a long time. They played the game, and they make a lot of money. They make a lot more money than coaching. One of the reasons why I do not want to coach. You're dealing with egos, and you're dealing with guys that make more money than most of the coaching staff, except for the head coach. Some of the guys don't. But even still, guys know the game, and they're going to question why. High IQ guys and be like, all right, they're going to want input. And if they don't have input, they're going to question it. And if you don't come to them in a respectful way, or you criticize them in a non-respectful way, which most coaches do from middle school on to college, it's going to be hard to gain that respect.
All right, we're going to finish this up with the Grizzlies and Ja Morant here in just a second. All right, worst case scenario, best case scenario?
Best case scenario, Ja takes this opportunity to see, all right, that was unprofessional. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to see if I can buy in. And they turn it around because he was playing well up until this point. He was averaging 20-plus points, and he just had a game winner in Phoenix the night before on a floater. And he was the reason why they were winning games. Obviously, Jaren Jackson Jr. had been playing well also, and they had some good, you know, production from the young guys. But Ja's the head of the snake. So best case scenario, you get your star on board. Do I see that happening? No. Worst, I don't see the worst case scenario happen, but I see at best what's going on. You get Ja to kind of play throughout the season. Worst case scenario, it gets worse. He starts doing more with the social media, with the media, in the locker room, and acts to be traded out. And you have to, you're forcefully forcing your hand to trade him somewhere where you don't want him to, and you don't get what you want in return. So, yes, best case scenario, he turns around, which I don't see. Worst case scenario, I hope I don't see. But I think there's a middle ground where they can figure out a way that, you know, Coach Isolo and Ja Morant can coexist with that coaching staff, and they can kind of come to terms. And sometimes, you know, after a fight, even it's like you respect each other more. So maybe there's more a mutual respect that happens more to where they can continue a working relationship, and they both can figure out a way to be successful.
Realistic scenario, I predict that Ja Morant is in trade rumors by the end of the season. By the end of the season, I think they're realistically thinking about trade opportunities for Ja Morant, particularly if you can get in the top three of this upcoming NBA draft, because the talent at the top of the draft, Danny, is spectacular. Darren Peterson, AJ DeMansdale, and Cameron Boozer are capturing a lot of attention, especially with the college basketball season officially getting started on Monday, November 3rd.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.